Right now, we have from Deviate Portable Golf Solution, we have Richard Stamper. Richard, welcome to the golf shop.
Thank you very much.
And now you're up to date on the Carolinas local update. So
absolutely. I know everything about Carolinas.
If you just had a way to get some clubs that would travel easily, you could come and play in all of them.
Absolutely. I think I have an answer to that.
Oh, wait. Hold the phone. We have a solution.
Shut the front door. All right. So, Richard, tell us, give me your 60-second commercial about Deviate Golf, and then we'll start getting a little bit deeper into it. But just kind of give us your intro.
Okay. Hey, Deviate is a compact, convenient golf solution. It's a full set of high-performing golf clubs that travel in a backpack, really. And they play just like regular clubs. I mean, it does everything traditional golf clubs does, except one thing. It fits on your back.
Nice.
That's all I got.
Well, I mean, if our listeners want to go out and check it out, I mean, look up Deviate Golf. I mean, it's a portable golf solution. It's amazing. I mean, there's a really cool backpack, and there's a flap that comes down. You can see the heads of your irons are right there, and then above them, because they have a little bit of a shaft attached to them, are your woods. And the whole thing is right there, and like you say, a backpack is, I mean, what's the target market for this? It can't just be urban golfers, right?
Oh, there's a ton of different markets for it. I mean, it's... You know, really, one of the most surprising things we found, guys, is that, you know, we originally launched the product with, you know, with convenience, with urban, with motorcycles, you know, transportation types of applications in mind. But what we found is that, you know, particularly younger golfers, millennials particularly, they want this as their primary set because it's just... It makes sense. You know, it's easier no matter what your lifestyle. It's easier to get around and store and you know, it's fun to use. So, you know, as we get further and further into this, we're finding more and more market for it.
All right, so I know I actually have the pamphlet because I stopped by your booth and talked to you all down at the merchandise show. So kind of give people a feel for how they can work their way starting out and then work their way up. The starter set, the practice set, and the play set.
Yeah, we wanted to, understanding that golfers, as by nature, are curious, and you know, we wanted to give folks an opportunity to get into the product with, you know, stick their toe in the water. So we have four different configurations that we sell: a starter set, which is basically a shaft, a driver head, and now just so everybody understands. The set is powered by one shaft. So basically you have one shaft that you, when you get to the golf course, you put that shaft together in about 5 seconds. And from that point forward, you interchange the heads on that single shaft. And those shafts, those heads interchange on that shaft in a couple of seconds. I mean, it's right. Like operating an air hose fitting. It's super simple, doesn't require a tool. So the starter set includes one shaft and a driver head and three iron heads. And then there's a practice set, which is 7 clubs. And then what we call our play set, which is 10 clubs. And then finally, as we like affectionately call it, the full Monty, which is 14 clubs, which is, you know, the max number of heads.
Well, now, Richard, get ready. This is going to be your, and that's not all, moment. Are you ready?
Okay.
So if I'm listening to this show and I'm at home or I'm driving around, I'm thinking, okay, this all sounds great. It sounds neat. It sounds fun. But I don't have $1 million to spend on another set of golf clubs, possibly a second or backup or alternative or travel-only set. How much could these guys possibly be charging for this? All right, now's your turn.
The starter set retails at $4.99.
Boom.
The practice set retails at $6.99. The play set at $8.99, and the full Monty. Are you wait for it?
Yeah, we're sitting down.
$11.99.
Yeah,
so $1,200. I mean, and you guys know from reporting on golf stuff all the time. I mean, one driver can run you $400. You know, a fairway, the full Monty set includes a driver, a fairway, a hybrid, 10 irons, and a putter. you know, you do the math on that, and the cost is very, very reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, for me, when I first saw this, I'm kind of a nerd about stuff like this and technology. I love the idea of, you know, just inventing new things. It's really, really cool. And but that was the first question I had. I was like, okay, this is great, but is it going to be $2,000? You know, is it going? And then I only saw up to the not the full Monty, but the full set that you guys offer below that, and it was like $900. And I thought, wait a second, people spend $900 on
an iron set.
An iron set, and they do it every couple
easily,
of years. I mean,
easily.
And I thought, okay, this is something that is worth checking out. It's exciting. It's different. Now, when you look at the clubs, when a user or one of our listeners, for example, is looking at the clubs, I know you don't like to do this, but is there a brand that, I mean, is it a cavity back? Is it tell us a little bit more about the clubs themselves. So if I'm getting ready to play these, what would be familiar about them?
Well, the irons, guys, they're game improvement, cavity back, stainless game improvement irons. I mean, there's, you know, this is not a player's, you know, sort of, you know, muscle back iron. I mean, but our target is the recreational golfer. I mean, we're not trying to compete with Callaway or TaylorMade or Cobra or any of those guys. I mean, that's, you know, there's enough really great products to satisfy that need. We're a recreational lifestyle accessory. And that's the best way to describe Deviate. But it's a game improvement stainless iron cavity back. But the woods are, you know, the driver's titanium, you know, max size 460cc. And then the fairway and hybrid are stainless. You know, again, game improvement, you know, utility woods.
All right, so we've all, and if you've been paying attention to the world of golf, amateur Bryson DeChambeau is using, all his irons are the same length. So you're telling me I got one shaft. Are all my clubs going to be the same length?
No, that's a great question. All the clubs play to their regulation length by way of the amount of shaft that comes out of the head. For example, the driver head that comes in your Deviate bag, the shaft, the what we call the stub shaft that comes out of that head, is about 12 inches in length. If you put that back in the bag and pull out a pitching wedge head, for example, there's less than a half an inch of stub shaft coming out of that head.
Got it.
So, you know, the driver plays to 44 and a half inches. The pitching wedge plays to about 34 inches. So the total length of the club plays to regulation, plays to exactly what you're used to playing, and it's controlled by the amount of shaft coming out of the head.
All right, well, we're talking to Richard Stampert from Deviate Sports and the Portable Golf Solution. Now, Richard, when you start looking at your R&D on this, obviously you guys put this thing on the Iron Byron and all that kind of stuff. How did it perform compared to traditional clubs?
But great question. I mean, that was, you know, coming from traditional golf, I mean, I spent years with Callaway and Srixon and other companies. It was really, I mean, the performance of the product, no matter anything about the convenience and the, you know, the other benefits of the product, it had to perform. Basically, we tested this product. I mean, I had two guys hitting one shaft over 50,000 shots. I mean, literally,
wow.
Just every day hitting 500 balls. Then we took it out to, as you suggested earlier, to the Iron Byron out in San Diego, and we tested the heads on traditional shafts first to see how the heads performed, and then we put the shafts with our couplings in it to test that. And basically, our 5-iron, when tested against four of the major brands that everybody would know, our 5-iron was longer than those four brands we tested against, and the driver lost about 5 yards compared to their current, you know, 2015,
right,
when we tested it, 2015 current models, we lost about 5 yards.
So the
on a 250-yard drive.
So,
and, you know, that's nothing. I mean, that was within the margin of error of the test. So what I say to people is these clubs perform virtually identical to anything out there, and certainly for the recreational player, they they will do everything that your regular clubs do.
So no fear of the coupling, you know, shattering and the clubs splitting in half.
Wow, that's a load. No, of course not. I mean, we
challenge accepted.
We have tested these things like you can't believe, because you know that's obvious. You know, 1.2% of all golf clubs break. That's a given.
Right.
I don't care whether it has a coupling in it or not. And we've seen of all the product we've tested and shipped, we've seen similar results. So no, the couplings are made out of a fortified stainless steel, and there's not a lot of risk in those shattering and breaking.
All right, so if we had the full set in the backpack and we're looping it around the golf course, what's our weight?
15 pounds.
15 pounds.
So
it weighs less than my briefcase. it weighs less than my briefcase with my laptop in it.
I think you should be just using the full set of clubs as your briefcase and just go play golf on it all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's compared to, you know, if you're using a tour bag with a full set, that can run as high as, you know, 30 to 35 pounds. You know, an ultralight stand bag with a full set, you know, you're looking at 20, 25. So it's a significant savings in weight. And we have a lot of people ask the question, well, how do I play with this? Do I have to carry it around? Do I put it in the basket on the cart? On the back of the pack, there's rods that go in the back of it, and then there's these what we call a cart mount that slides right over the cart bar, and you snap it in, and the bag presents itself to the player just like a traditional bag. So you go to the back of the cart, the clubs are there facing you, you pull out what you need, and you go.
So when we start looking at how to make this, how to incorporate this into our everyday lives, I mean, obviously travel's a big deal. How does it hold up with baggage claim, and how does it hold up with the TSA in terms of ever becoming carry-on?
Well, you know, that's a great question. About 2 years ago, the TSA approved a number of products that could be carried onto airplanes, one of which, and I don't know why, what the genesis of this idea was, but one was two golf clubs.
Okay.
Unfortunately, in that same round of approvals, they approved pocket knives. And, they explained their logic by saying, hey, you know, nobody's ever going to get into a cockpit with a pocket knife. Well, the flight attendants weren't too thrilled about it. They said, hey, wait a minute, what about us? We're outside of the cockpit. Well, they pulled all of that back,
okay,
including the two golf clubs, which we would have fallen under, which meant the whole pack could have been carried on as carry-on luggage. So we're working with the TSA now to try to get that two golf club ruling back reinstated. But right now you can carry the pack on with the heads, but not with the shafts, unfortunately. I've actually gotten the shaft on a couple of times, mainly because the guy at the radar TSA guy was a golfer, and he thought it was so cool. It's really interesting to watch people's face when it goes through the X-ray, because it's a really interesting image that projects on that screen, and they look at it and go, what? But you know, it travels fine. I mean, we've got some inserts that go with the bag when we ship it to consumers that, you know, help protect the clubs in travel. But it's super simple. You don't have to pay oversized baggage fees, which, you know, even having to check it, there's still a benefit to DVA.
All right. Well, Homeland Security will be knocking at your door any moment now. So
you're on several watch lists by now.
Well, Richard, man, we appreciate you coming on. Give everybody the website and let them know how to get hold of clubs.
Cool. It's just come visit us at www.dv8sports.com. And we even have, and the last thing I'll mention is we have what we call try to buy, which we understand folks a lot of times will want to test clubs before they buy. Well, very prominent on the website is the opportunity to try DV8 for 30 days you know, no obligation. Just click, fill out your name and your shipping address, and we'll ship you what I affectionately call a shack-size shoebox, which is basically a shaft, a driver head, and a pitching wedge head that lets you try out DV8 for 30 days, and you ship it back, and you decide whether you want to buy. And if you do buy, you actually get a discount for doing the try-to-buy.
Awesome. Well, again, Richard, we appreciate you coming on. We look forward to seeing how things go for you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much, guys, and go Charlotte.
There you go. Go Panthers. That's Richard Stamper with DV8 Golf. So good stuff.